Welcome to NFL Shooting the Sports-ish Week 13 Recap. I am joined by Teddy each and every week on our lovely journey to the NFL, and this Week 13 was quite 2020. We will get into all the not entertaining football that we saw this week after the spot. Our top story this week. Teddy, this week sucked.
It was
unlucky week 13.
Yeah, that was it. Really, that's actually a really good point. I haven't even thought about that till now. It was awful. I was trying to think of some pun with our name of Shooting the Sports Ish, where it's just shitting the shit. And that's basically how I feel about how the games went today.
It's the NFL Week 13 shit as you join the show.
Exactly.
God, you know, normally Teddy and I will get on and we'll talk. We'll pre-show it out. Hey, which games were exciting? Where do you want to go from here? For anyone listening, man, there was not a lot of excitement this week. There was a lot of head scratchers. There's a lot of what the hell is going on. And let's just get right into it. New Orleans Saints minus Drew Brees travel to the Atlanta Falcons, who don't know if you know this or not, Teddy. I'm sure you do, though. The Atlanta Falcons are not very good. Not a good football team. That being said, we have Taysom Hill, who essentially can't throw the ball more than 35 yards. True or false?
True. I mean, as we talked about in like the pre-pod meeting, is like he's a dual threat quarterback that's not a threat to throw the ball. I mean, like he looked much better today. You know, like he did, like he really did, and which is saying something. But at the end of the day, like his benefit is that he's on the run. Like he can kind of keep defenses honest and like what he's going to do. He does enough and did enough today, you know. But I mean, honestly, beating the Falcons by 5. Congrats, like y'all are going to the playoffs, but I better hope Drew Brees is under center next week when he's supposed to be.
That's I don't even know
summation. That is a perfect summation of this game.
I don't even know if this is like a hot take anymore, but I think Taysom Hill is everything that we all thought Tim Tebow was going to be in the NFL. Where he doesn't have a tremendous arm, mm-hmm. He's a really good game manager, he can run, he's bigger, he's durable, but he was able to take those hits, and he was able to maintain and stay in those games, as opposed to what happened with Tim, but we won't need to mention that name again. Let's wrap this game up. 21-16, Saints win, Saints move into first place into the division, they are now running away with it, and have clinched a berth. Teddy, anything else you want to talk about in this football game, because I just don't care.
I mean, just to show the level of why we're upset and A, kind of what Tom mentioned, usually in the pre-pod meeting, we go over like, okay, how would this flow? What goes into what? You know, what we're literally running through these just straight down ESPN.com. That's literally all we came up with. But to kind of show it, Todd Gurley, who we've talked about many times is like, hey, can't even win a game correctly. You know, he can't even score when he's not supposed to or whatever. This game was a 5-point game, but if you look at the running back spread on carries, it looks like they were up like 40. He was the third rusher on this team for the Falcons behind Ito Smith, who led the team, tied for carries, led in yards. Brian Hill had 3 fewer carries, 2 more yards than Gurley did. Like, I know you, I mean, he's dealing with an injury and all that kind of stuff, but when you're down 5, suck it up, Buttercup. Get out there. Like, you got to help your team try to win. And I think Todd Gurley's done.
I think there's a lot of people that thought he was done going into this year. He's had a couple of okay games. And then I think Todd Gurley at this point in his career, after the knees, that's who he is. That is who he is. But I'm going to move on to another football team that has an aging veteran back as we move on to the Detroit Lions as they visit the Chicago Bears. Starting at running back for your Detroit Lions in 2020 is Adrian Peterson. As DeAndre Swift probably won't play another game this year. The Lions going into this football game had a change last week at coaching, obviously. Matt Patricia was fired. Bevel takes over head coach. Matthew Stafford throws the ball 42 times in this football game, reminds everyone in the league that he can still throw a dime from 60 yards out, even though he may not have more than 2 seconds of protection in the pocket ever. 27-42 for 402 yards, three touchdowns and a pick. Mitchell Palooza was 26 of 34 for 267, one touchdown, no picks. David Montgomery looked like the next coming of Barry Sanders for the Bears against the Lions secondary, but that's not something we really need to talk about. Lions win here in a game that I thought they should have because I think they're the better football team, but in a game I didn't want them to win. From a draft pick standpoint, this was not a game. I didn't want you to get to five wins. Sitting at four wins really opens up slots three through five in that draft, not anymore. Teddy, looking at this football game, what are the Bears going to do for a quarterback next year?
Lord knows. I honestly, at this point, you know, Nick Foles is banged up. I don't really understand why they brought him in anyway. But, I mean, from what we saw today, the Lions, as we have said, not very good.
Not very good.
Not very good at stopping the run.
No.
And I want to say the Bears should get a quarterback in the draft, but I think they're going to pick the wrong one like they did with Mitchell. So, I mean, they're probably stuck with Trubisky for another year.
All right. So, there you have it. Ted dropping the breaking news. The 2021 Chicago Bears starting quarterback for all 16 games will be Mitchell Palooza.
Sure. You're welcome.
We appreciate it here on the show. Oh, moving along, some more shit. We have the Browns as they traveled to the Tennessee Titans. The Browns in this football game dropped 38 points in the first half. And then proceeded to drop 3 points in the second half and allow 28. The Browns made every attempt humanly possible at blowing this football game. As a matter of fact, I still don't think the Browns won this game. I think the Titans may have ran out of time. Titans looked terrible in the first half. Baker looked great. Probably his best game, in my opinion. Everything was flowing really well. The ball was being spread out for Cleveland. And then the second half happened, and Basically, Teddy, we said this before, we'll say it again, though. Until Tennessee makes that commitment to run Henry 25 times a game, because he should be, we're going to have results that look like this.
Yeah, this one was weird, you know, because they even coming out of the half when they were down 38-7, they were starting to run Henry. And then they like kind of turned on Tannehill. And what we've kind of said throughout this Tennessee Titans run is like almost kind of similar to what we say about Kirk Cousins in the sense that if it comes to him throwing the ball, it's going to be iffy. And sure, like he only ended up throwing one interception. That's fine. But his team didn't really help him out. They fumbled the ball four times. A.J. Brown played with butter on his hands. Like it was nuts. And it was just like Derrick Henry had 15 carries, 60 yards. I do agree with you. I think they did run out of time in this one because Baker looked like he could be MVP in the first half, and then it just fell apart in the second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was dog shit in the second half. I mean, part of me thought they were going to blow that game just because they had no momentum. They couldn't stop anyone. But, again, there just wasn't enough time on the clock for that one. Teddy, another game I'm not going to spend too much time at all about. There was a minor fight, some fisticuffs, the Bengals 7, the Dolphins 19. Didn't really think anyone looked great in this game. Anything else you want to touch on this one?
They got some swingers. They will throw some hands in Miami. We had 5 ejections from this one. So, I mean, it was 2 in the second quarter and 3 in the fourth. So, I mean, it was definitely a slugfest. Miles Gaskin, I thought, didn't look good out of the backfield. Ironic that they gave him 21 carries because I just feel like he shouldn't get that many. He should be more involved in the passing game, but what are you going to do? Tua looked fine. You know, he had a nice touchdown pass to Mike Gesicki, but other than that, like, I mean, he's fine. You know, it's like I still don't think this team is great. They are 8-4, so I mean, give them credit. They're now, I guess.
My mind is blown. The football team is 8-4, by the way. Because I will go out on a limb and I will say they will lose the most good football teams.
I would agree. Their defense, I mean, that on the other end of the spectrum, they played Brandon Allen and Ryan Finley today.
Sure did.
They're like, the Bengals scored as many points as people thought. Miami should have scored more. I still think Fitzmagic should be the quarterback, but we'll move on.
Speaking of some quality quarterbacks, our next matchup has Mike Glennon facing the big Kirk Cousins. Teddy, I maintain. If Matt Stafford was the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, they run away with this division every single year.
I think that's fair. You know, honestly, like, yeah, I mean, 17 receptions between Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, and this one went to OT. You know, like,
yeah.
The games today were just weird. There were multiple safeties. There were multiple pick sixes, not in this game, but just today in general for football. But we did see one here. And, like, I don't remember the last time I looked, and the Vikings scored 5 points in the fourth quarter to go to OT.
That's so, correct. How many? Five.
5 points. And so, like, it's just – this game was nuts. And honestly – Dalvin Cook, like, thank God it went to OT so they could get him more carries and more work.
You mentioned that, right? So Dalvin at the half had, like, oh, I don't know, negative 14 yards and 4 carries. Not really, but he had very minimal numbers at the half. I think it was about 32 yards, whatever it may have been. He ends up with 120 in the ground. 32 carries, and of the 32, 17 came after the 10-minute mark of the third. They've got to figure it out with him.
Yep. Like, especially when Alexander Mattison wasn't around and it was like Mike Boone running the ball and Amir Abdullah and people like that shouldn't even touch the field.
No,
he should not have left the field, and he should have gotten that many carries, but before the 10-minute mark, honestly.
I completely agreed. You know, Justin Jefferson in this game, 9 for 121, we had mentioned he's going to be a stud.
Oh, yeah.
He's proven that the last 3 or 4 weeks. If you didn't believe it before, you should now. They miss absolutely nothing at wide receivers since dumping Diggs. Nothing.
Yep. I mean, because even Stephon Diggs is doing great in Buffalo, but you can't ask for much more from Justin Jefferson. He's killing it. He's probably up there for rookie of the year.
Absolutely. I mean, played great. On the flip side, it's a Jacksonville football team that I'm not going to spend any time with because they don't have their own football team, so we can move forward.
James Robinson is a great story, but that's it.
24-27, as Teddy had mentioned, in overtime, this one. Moving on to a game that should not have ever, at any planet of life, scored 59 points. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. The Las Vegas Raiders travel to the New York Football Jets. The T-R-A-S-H, trash. Trash Jets. And it took the Raiders until the final play of the game to put the Jets away 31-28. That's right. The Raiders let the Jets drop 28 points on them. I didn't even know that's something that could happen in the NFL, but it did today. The Raiders defense looked inept in the first half. Derek Carr continues to throw the ball the better part of a half a century of a football game, and it's going to backfire on them. There is no resemblance of a running game right now in the lovely world of Vegas. On the flip side, the Jets ran the ball very well. I can't believe I'm saying this. They did. Sam Darnold didn't look horrendous. He didn't look good. He didn't look horrendous. But the tank for Trevor is still on. Teddy, the Raiders had 28 points dropped on them from the Jets. What the hell is going on?
Tom, I have some breaking news for you.
Already?
I don't know if you know this. Derek Carr won the Super Bowl today. At least that's how it looked when he threw this touchdown with 5 seconds left to beat the Jets. What are you doing?
Who weren't covering anyone on purpose?
What are you celebrating? You beat the Jets by 3. You're awful. You threw for 381 yards. Congrats. It's the Jets. Like, Darren Waller, fantastic game. 13 catches, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. Awesome, right? Fantastic game.
Sure.
They gave up 206 yards rushing to the Jets. after Frank Gore had 2 yards and got concussed. Ooh. So Ty Johnson, exactly. Josh Adams, exactly. Who the hell are they? Put up a combined 178 yards on the ground.
How many yards?
178 yards on the ground. The
Raiders left up 178 on the ground to those two.
Ty Johnson had more carries than Derrick Henry today. That further shows how stupid the game plan in Tennessee is right now. Anyway, getting back to this rant, what are you doing in both teams? The Jets, why are you trying to screw up number one? It's not worth it. Lose. Everybody knows you're doing it. Just lose. The Raiders, how do you beat the Chiefs? How do you almost beat them again? You get blown out by the Falcons by like 40.
The Falcons.
And then you almost lose to the Jets.
The Falcons who lost to the Lions.
This game, I lost brain. You know the end of Billy Madison? When he gives that stupid answer about the puppy and you know, industrial revolution or whatever, and he's like, you're now dumber for everyone's now dumber for hearing this. I'm dumber for witnessing this game. It was awful. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Let's stimulate these brain cells for Teddy right here and just move on to another game that is just so 2020. The Indianapolis Colts travel the Houston Texans. Hey, Teddy, let's play Who Am I? 8 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown in 2020.
If it's for Indy, it's got to be Michael Pittman Jr.
It is not.
Who is it?
The ghost of T.Y. Hilton has resurfaced as the Texans let T.Y. Hilton run all over their ass for triple numbers and a TD. Colts 26, Houston can't stop anyone 20. Watt looks like he doesn't want to be there anymore. Deshaun Watson has no friends left. They have no running game at all. Is it time to tear it down in Houston? 1. And are the Colts the quietest 8-4 football team in the league?
I think the answer to both is yes. Like, just from the fact that the Colts have this vaunted defense that's talked about how great they are, they good at stopping the run, they did fine here, and they're supposed to be really good at shutting down the pass. They give up 141 yards to Kiki Cootie.
Who?
It gets worse. They gave up 101 yards to a dude named Chad Hansen.
Who?
Who sounds like he should be playing professional lacrosse. Who the hell is that?
So that was the receiving core today for them, is what you're trying to explain to me.
Yes. And it was off. Like, Brandon Cooks, fine. Will Fuller suspended. See you next year. But the Colts won by 6. Like, what are you doing? Like, quietest 8-4 team. Like, someone's going to win this division. It has to happen. It's almost as bad as the NFC East. Now, we'll get there. But these two 8-4 teams between the – I don't even know if the Titans are 8-4 now, but between the Titans and Colts, somebody's coming out of the AFC South, and they're awful. They look way better than they should.
Well, I have no way to follow it up, but this, I think, for Houston, you either decide right now, are you re-signing Will Fuller at the end of the season when his deal's up? Or you not, and then you need to start making decisions on your future based upon that, and real quickly.
Yep.
You can't waste any time with the process of Deshaun Watson while you have him. Nope. You got to put weapons around him. You have to have people around him and give him a chance to win.
Send JJ to Pittsburgh, get a draft pick.
Speaking of giving teams chances to win, we had one more of those games coming up where another defense just was on stay-at-home orders today. The Los Angeles Rams visiting the Arizona Cardinals. In a game where, yes, I lost money. In a game where, yes, I lost a lot of pride here. I had taken those Cardinals plus their 3 points. I sure did. And I probably should stop doing that. Until Kyler Murray has a running back in the backfield and a secondary worth a damn, I'm going to have to take my – going to have to take it away, Teddy. I got to take my money off of Arizona right now. You know me. That was my hot trending stock, trending area with Arizona. Secondary's not good. The running game's horrendous. And they lose to the Rams here, 38-28. Jared Goff, 37 of 47 in the air. You let Jared Goff complete 37 passes on you. Kudos to you. You let that happen. Murray is fine. He was a dual threat. Didn't get the touchdowns that he normally has. Unless you're talking in the air and on the ground, so it's three total and a pick. Teddy, any takeaways in this game? Is Arizona now on the cusp of being eliminated from that wild card spot only due to their division? If you are them, what do you have to do at this point to get the ship rolling the right way?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, all the teams between like the Rams, Cardinals, and Seahawks like play each other again, or at least like one more apiece, I think, going toward the rest of the day. So, I mean, it's going to be a cluster until we get to week 17 and see what happens. But they're basically in must-win territory, where the Rams and the Seahawks, who we'll get to next, are both going into week 14 at 8-4. And so this kind of three-headed monster of the Rams, Seahawks, and Cardinals, the Cardinals kind of fell back. And
wait a second, Teddy. Did you just say they're all going into next week at 8-4 now? Except for the Cardinals who fell back?
Yes.
You mean to tell me the Seattle Seahawks picked up an L this week?
We'll get there, sir. Calm down. They weren't in a rush to win, so why should we be in a rush to get there?
Oh, that team.
The running back committee for the Rams confuses everyone. How the hell Cam Akers had 21 carries in this one boggles the mind. And the leading receiver for the Cardinals was everyone's favorite. Fantasy football pickup this year was Dan Arnold. That Chad dude on the Texans playing lacrosse. Two catches, 61 yards, two touchdowns. So good job, Cardinals.
The New York Football Giants travel to the Seattle Seahawks that no longer have the 12th man because they don't have an 11th man. They might not even have a man left. They let the G-men beat them, and not just beat them. They held Seattle to 12 points. This wasn't one of those games where that awful Seattle defense let them down, let up 42. Russ could only put up 38 on the board. DK could only score 5 touchdowns instead of 9. Oh, no. Gabriel Peppers said, yeah, you're not throwing the ball across the middle against us. Over and over and over again in this football game. DK was a pedestrian in this game. Tyler Lockett looked like a fifth wide receiver on another football team. They were both shut down. Russ went 27 of 43 for only 263, 1-1. And on the other side, Colt McCoy. That's right. Hook 'em horns, Colt McCoy. 13 of 22 for 105, one touchdown and a pick. Big difference here is the New York Football Giants decided to run the ball for 190 yards on that awful front seven of Seattle. Eddie, this was my wake-up call. The Seattle Seahawks team is fraudulent. They can be beat by anyone in the league, and they cannot be trusted.
Oh, I 100% agree. I think if you gave somebody 25 guesses to just without knowing the final score, to just guess the score at halftime, I don't think they'd get it. This game was 5-0 at halftime. 5-0 in a football game at halftime with a potential MVP candidate.
You take that P word away from Russ. It is gone.
Not anymore. Yeah, there's no chance. Like, everybody, for some reason, if you are a dual threat quarterback today, Baker Mayfield in the second half, Kyler Murray the entire game, Russell Wilson the entire game, everyone looked terrified. And every time they scrambled, they looked like they were just about to get struck down, you know, and they just looked awful. And it was Alfred Morris had two touchdowns in this game. I tweeted about it. I cannot stress how upset it makes me that Colt McCoy won a pro football game today and Alfred Morris in the year of our Lord 2020 had two touchdowns. What are you doing? The Seahawks are hacks. There you go. The Freudian slip that works. Their defense has been known to be bad, but you gave up 17 to the Giants, which is fine, but you only scored 12 against the NFC East now leading Giants, who are 5-7. What are you doing?
I don't get it.
Nope.
More football games. This one at least made a little more sense. We have the Philadelphia Eagles traveling the Green Bay Packers. I gave Philly zero prayer in this game. I said Green Bay would cover by 2 touchdowns. They sure did.
Nailed it.
16-30, your final here. Aaron Rodgers, 25-34 for 3 touchdowns, no picks. Welcome back to the MVP conversation, Aaron Rodgers, because about 3 of their quarterbacks escorted themselves out of it today. On the other side of the football, between Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz, Philly has no idea what the hell they want to do. Both have completion percentage sub 500. Both have touchdowns to pick ratio of even. Philly's a mess. I really thought going into the season, Miles Sanders would be a bright spot for them at running back at least, and that hasn't been the case most of the year either. Green Bay runs away with this one the same way they ran away with the division. Eddie, anything you want to add in this football game?
I mean, breaking news, if you want to give it.
We have it one more time for Teddy.
Hot take with all the NFL coaching experience I have. Carson Wentz should not touch the field again the rest of the season. You are 3-8-1 in a terrible division, and Jalen Hurts, who went 5-12, looked monumentally better than Carson Wentz. This team played better once he got in the game. They returned it was in the fourth quarter. They returned a punt he came in, he threw a touchdown. They returned a punt for a touchdown. This one looked like it was going to be really close. And then Aaron Jones had his 77-yard touchdown run. But this team just operated differently under Jalen Hurts and for the better. You know, so I think honestly, Miles Sanders not being able to get going against one of the worst rush defenses in the league, big red flag. Problem. But apart from that, they have to turn to Jalen Hurts the rest of the year. And at this point, you're honestly not playing for anything other than a draft pick. So what's the harm? And so other than that, on the Green Bay Packers side of the ball, Davante Adams is a grown-ass man. He carried a dude like 8 yards into the end zone and one of his 2 touchdowns in this one. And Aaron Jones, as I said, 130 yards on the ground and a touchdown, slightly misleading in the sense that it was in the fourth quarter and he had a 77-yard run, kind of was slow getting going before that.
I mean, I think you said that all that I would have said and then some for that football game, so we can move on.
I probably said way too much about that football game.
Let's move on to the most 2020 football game of this week and where we will end it this week. The Los Angeles Chargers were at home where they were on stay-at-home orders because they did not show up to this football game as they played the New England Patriots. Teddy, not a million years did I think this Patriots team at any point would beat anybody by over 35 points.
Okay? I didn't think we're going to even win.
Let alone beat anyone by 40 points ever in this season. And then you beat somebody by 45 points. To further this, you beat them by 45 points with Cam Newton going 12 of 19 for 69 yards and 1 touchdown. 2 on the ground, mind you, but only 48 yards, okay? Cam didn't have 150 yards total in this football game. On the flip side, and this is where the Chargers are going to get Justin Herbert absolutely put on the IR at some point soon. They let him throw the ball 53 times again. They have absolutely no momentum on the ground. They put everything in his hands, and he's going to get killed. This game blew my mind. Once again, though, I don't think that New England team is good at all. I know that Chargers team is not good. Never expected this. Daddy?
I think one crucial thing that you left out, not to your own fault, just because I know you covered a lot there, Backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham had eight fewer yards passing than starter Cam Newton, and he threw three passes.
Three.
Cam, as you mentioned, 69 yards. Jarrett Stidham on his two completions, 61 yards. This Patriots team is awful.
Yes.
They're not good.
Nope.
Do not let this surprise anybody. The eulogy we gave still stands.
Absolutely.
This was hopefully the worst game you'll see out of Justin Herbert, in the sense that he is to me, it's not even a problem that he threw it 53 times, other than the fact that you're letting him get hit, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Opening yes. to that. It's just that he just didn't have it today. And, like, when you have running backs like Austin Eckler and I guess Kalen Ballage has done fine, use them. Like, at that point, throw somebody else in there. Like, why are you throwing him out there still down 45 to nothing or, you know, whatever it was? Because I think even at one point it was 42 to nothing or 35 nothing, rather, in the third quarter. Like,
right.
He's a rookie. You're 3-8 at that point. You hadn't lost. I mean – just stop, you know, like make it stop. He's already dead. Like, come on, you know, like it was just so bad to see. I mean, give the Patriots credit. They killed it today and the scoreboard, like their defense. Awesome. Their defense was fantastic today and their special teams was great. It was just every other aspect of this team of this game, other than like the Patriots defense was just awful.
This was a game that, I'll be real honest with you, I didn't watch any of. And I was just more shocked than anything, as we talked about it, just completely dumbfounded at how this happened. Them scoring those points, how they did it, and just how the Chargers just let Herbert out to dry. But it is what it is. But we have two more games left for this lovely week 13 that seems like it will not end.
We got three.
I'm sorry. It is early. We do have our Sunday night game tonight, don't we?
Oh, four. Sorry. We have Broncos Chiefs tonight. We have Steelers Washington football team and Bills 49ers tomorrow. And then Ravens Cowboys on Tuesday.
Yes. So we will go right to week 14. We're going to skip a couple games. We're going to move your asses all the way to Thursday. Now, listen, I know week 13 is Tuesday, but week 14 is Tuesday. I mean, it's Thursday. So let's move on. New England visits the Los Angeles Rams. Where God. Are the Rams playing in Los Angeles next week? Or are they out of there? I think they have to get out of there.
They're not in the same county. They're not. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're going to expand it tomorrow, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
It doesn't matter. Rams minus 5.5 points in this football game. I went ahead and bet against those Rams today. I will not do the same next week because I think New England's going to come out flat. They're going to travel across the country. I'll take the Rams.
I think Aaron Donald is going to allow himself to reintroduce himself to Cam Newton.
Here's the real question. Does Aaron Donald reintroduce himself to Cam Newton and then introduce himself to Jared Stedman in the same game?
That's a good question. There's a good chance of that with Cam, because Cam looked banged up today. So that's a good question.
Yeah, well, that right side of New England's line is not very good. Mm-hmm. Green Bay headed to the Motor City as they throttle the Detroit Lions. Green Bay opened as a 6.5-point favorite. They are now an 8.5-point favorite. Give me Green Bay. Lay the points. I don't care.
Give me Green Bay. Give me at least 10.
The fraudulent Tennessee Titans are on the road playing another really bad football team as they travel to Jacksonville. Tennessee opened as a 9.5-point favorite. They are now down to a 7-point favorite versus the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It went the other way? Oh my God.
Hey, they got buried today. Where did you think it was going to go? Give me Tennessee the bounce back. Even though I don't trust them, I'll give up the 7. That's fine.
Yeah, Derrick Henry is going to probably carry the ball 37 times.
Dallas visits Cincinnati in a game that I will not be watching one second of next week. Dallas is giving up 4, so just give me Cincy plus the points.
Give me Dallas. I don't think that Brandon Allen's going to be the answer getting anything going for Cincinnati.
In Tom's lock of the week next week, we have the Arizona Cardinals traveling to the New York Football Giants. Arizona is a 1.5-point favorite. Mark my words when I say this, Teddy. If they screw me again next week, I'm off the Kyler Murray bandwagon. I'm not waving the flag. I will not be ordering the pom-poms, the jerseys, the party favors. I'm off.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think you still have to take the Cardinals, even though that, you know, the transitive property in algebra for middle school math should suggest you should take the Giants. I'm going to take the Cardinals on that one.
Great. Let's talk about two more terrible football teams. Next week is not looking good, Teddy.
No.
We have the Houston Texans traveling the Chicago Bears. Do I have to?
Can they tie? That's fine.
Oh, they can.
Tie.
Houston is a 2.5-point favorite entering this football game.
No.
The Detroit Lions just put up 400 yards in Chicago. My assumption will be Deshaun by himself could put up about 310 between on the ground and the air. Give me Houston.
I'll actually take Chicago. I think the Bears defense gets pissed off.
Great. Welcome to the next terrible football game. We have the Denver Broncos visiting the Carolina Panthers.
Oh.
Carolina is a 5.5-point favorite now.
Hey, that's new for us. Look at that. I don't like it, but okay.
The CMC back next week.
Supposed to be.
Give me Carolina.
If he's active, give me Carolina. If he's not, give me Denver.
Give me Carolina if he's active. If he's not active, give me Carolina. Just a win.
Oh, there you go.
Just a win, not to cover. The Minnesota Vikings travel to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, neither team has a defense. The over on this game is set at 44 points. Why don't you go ahead and make yourself some Christmas presents? Go ahead and take the over on this one. No one is stopping Dalvin Cook on Tampa Bay's line. No one is stopping Tom Brady on Minnesota's defense. Give me Tampa -6.5, Teddy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was expecting it to be double digits, but yeah, give me 6.5.
More bad football games are coming. The New York Jets, Jets travel to Seattle.
Make it easy. Just whoever they're playing.
Oh, no.
What's the number?
The Jets travel to Seattle, where Seattle is a 14.5-point favorite. Seattle, I don't even think, put up 14 points this week.
They didn't. Against the Giants. No. The Jets.
I don't trust Seattle. I don't like them anymore. My wallet sure as hell isn't like them. Mm-hmm. I will take Seattle. I'm not giving up any points in this football game. I will just take them straight up to win.
That's probably the safest plan.
The Atlanta Falcons travel to the Los Angeles Chargers. These are real games next week, Teddy.
Okay, what's that one?
Atlanta's -2 traveling the Chargers. Over-under, however, set at 48.5. I'll take the over.
I'll take Herbert bouncing back.
Here's a funny thing. Between Matt Ryan and Herbert in this game, do we see 100 passes?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm serious. There's a real good possibility, right?
I think so.
The Kansas City Chiefs are visiting the Miami Dolphins. Kansas City only a 7-point favorite. You can take 9.5 if you want to. Give me Kansas City.
Yep, game of the Chiefs.
The Indianapolis Colts travel to the Las Vegas Raiders. Indy is -3 in this football game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really think the Raiders should be allowed to play football after this week. So I will take the Colts.
Yes, definitely. Give me the Colts.
All right, cool. And more bad football. We have the Washington football team traveling to the San Francisco 49ers. Okay. Who let this happen? Who looked at week 14 and said, you know what, middle of December, I want to just tell every person in the States, fuck you and you and you and you and you, because these games are San Fran -4 points. So I'll take the Washington football team.
Yeah, I will too. That one, what's the over-under on that one? Can you see it?
It's not up yet, believe it or not.
I'm going to guess that one's going to come in at, like, honestly, with 40 points. Those defenses are going to be.
That wouldn't shock me at all. My guess would be probably 41.5, 42.
Yeah.
It'll probably go up after their game.
That makes sense. But, yeah, I'll take the football team as well.
The Pittsburgh Steelers travel to the Buffalo Bills for Sunday night football next week. Pittsburgh going in minus 2.5 points.
I think I'm going to take the Steelers there because I believe, if I remember their schedule correctly, this is their last true scary game before potentially going undefeated. But I think it's close, but I think I'll give it to the Steelers.
I will give it to the Steelers, and I will go further. If Devin Bush was playing this football game, Josh Allen would not make it out of this football game.
That's fair.
He maybe could be Josh Allen's worst nightmare in the AFC for a long time over there, just due to the fact of the speed in the middle. And if Allen goes to take off, Bush can catch him more than almost any other linebacker right now that most teams have over there, at least.
I agree.
Monday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens travel to the dog pound in Cleveland.
I was just about to say, I feel like we haven't talked about the Browns.
This game opened as Baltimore is a 3.5-point favorite. Oh, not so much now. Not after that Cleveland destruction. This game is now a pick 'em, Teddy.
This game is going to be so bad.
In Cleveland, at night, with snow.
Kenny Baker. Baker and the Browns.
Dude, I don't know if I can do it, but the Ravens team has not looked great. They're in Cleveland. Browns fall apart. Give me Baltimore.
Fair enough.
And that wraps up your week 14 slate for next week. I'm pretty stoked to move past week 13. I don't know about you. I probably won't be watching any of those low lights tonight on the four-letter word channels, but hey, we'll move on. Teddy, anything else?
You said you're excited to get past week 13. I'm no longer excited to get to week 14. So if y'all don't see us next week, week 15.
I mean, week 15's got, week 15's the 20th. So, it'll be holiday time. It'll be Christmas presents. Time for another Lions loss. Yeah, we should be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing this week, for the first time this season, the Detroit Lions and the Carolina Panthers both did not lose on a single week. I'd like to thank the Panthers for having a bye week, and I'd like to thank the Lions for beating the Bears. Until next time, please click like and subscribe below. We appreciate you sticking around. I am Tom. That is Teddy. And until next week, we are out of here. Have a great week.